You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we check in with a member of Wisconsin's congressional delegation to hear about what's happening on Capitol Hill amid a deadline to fund President Trump's border wall and head off another government shutdown and get a reaction to the State of the Union address. Representative Ron Kind is a Democrat representing Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district, which includes La Crosse. Representative Kind, welcome back to Central Time.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, let's start with the president's State of the Union address earlier this week. Your reactions to at least some of what the president had to say.
Well, he started out strong. He talked about the need for greater unity, to offer an agenda that is not Republican, not Democrat, but one for the American people. We do need more bipartisan support. Things have gotten way too polarized. He also highlighted a few issues where there is some common ground, whether it's rebuilding Wisconsin, America, with an infrastructure plan, being able to eliminate HIV/AIDS within the next 10 years, increase funding for early childhood cancer cures, and trying to reduce the cost of prescription drugs, making that more affordable. There's a lot of bipartisan interest in taking those issues on. And I would hope that working with Congress, the administration will focus on things that do, in fact, unite us rather than just pushing buttons that further divide us.
Okay, that said, there's still the risk of another shutdown over border security and wall funding. That's been the dividing issue in the last couple of months in Washington. What do you see coming out of that?
Well, it was interesting. It was almost like the dog that didn't bark at the State of the Union that was interesting. The fact that he did not draw a red line, he did not make that a point of emphasis at the State of the Union, that he was going to shut the government down again if he didn't get all his funding for a border wall. And so it tells me he may not want to fall into this trap again without a plan B and how to get out. And I can guarantee you there's no stomach for another shutdown in the halls of Congress. If it does happen, it will be because of one individual, the president, and what he decides to do. But I think, you know, reasonable people can reach agreement on what's necessary to further secure the southern border. I'd like to do it with 21st century technology, which will be more effective and less costly, rather than a C2C wall that he's proposing. And there are other measures we got to fix with immigration, from those who are overstaying their valid visas, from drug interdiction coming into our ports of entry, to making sure that we have a plausible plan to deal with 11 million undocumented people who are here already, many of whom working jobs in America. And we just saw this past week where the Trump Organization and a lot of his resorts were firing people who are undocumented, who actually have been working to them for years and years. So there are areas, I think, of bipartisan common agreement on how to fix the broken immigration system. We just need the political will to do it and stop politicizing this issue all the time.
Are House Democrats allergic to the idea at this point of any kind of wall, not a coast-to-coast wall, but, you know, structures in place, barriers in place? Can you vote for something that includes some sort of walls?
Yeah, you know, the short answer is yes. I'm not going to speak for all my colleagues, but you know, realistically, there may be certain high traffic areas that it makes sense to add some additional fencing or some type of barrier. But in doing that, I want it fact-based, I want it evident-based, I want it driven by local officials who are going to know best. I think it would make sense making sure that those border governors sign off on any plan. But also remember, Rob, we've already invested billions of dollars on structures on the southern border along the high traffic areas. It's one of the reasons why illegal crossings is at a 50-year low right now. In fact, for a while there were more people leaving the United States across the southern border than coming into the United States. But again, the president's not emphasizing that. In fact, he's creating this fear-mongering atmosphere out there that somehow there's this emergency crisis that is non-existent along the southern border in order to fulfill a campaign pledge. But to say completely that, no, all the structures there is enough, I think ignores the reality on the ground, but it should be fact-based and driven by the local officials themselves.
Talking to Wisconsin Congressional Representative Ron Kind about some of the big issues in the nation's capital. You have participated in writing some bipartisan legislation on the issue of tariffs and exerting more congressional authority when it comes to tariffs over national security reasons, something like President Trump has done, for example, with steel and aluminum. What are you hoping to accomplish?
Yeah, you know, just this past week, my good friend and colleague from Green Bay, Mike Gallagher, and I introduced a bill that would address the 232 steel and aluminum tariffs by giving Congress a more meaningful role and say in the imposition of these tariffs. The president has said he's addicted to tariffs. He likes the fact that he can wake up one morning, click his fingers, and start imposing tariffs on any country, friend or foe alike, under the guise of national security concerns, with no say at all from Congress and therefore the American people. And yet it's clear in the Constitution under Article 1 that delegates trade authority to Congress. So our bill is a reflection of the Constitution. It says, Congress, you got a role and voice to play when it comes to the imposition of tariffs, and that's what our bill exactly requires. It gives Congress a chance to repeal or block the imposition of tariffs if we think it's not right what the president is doing. I've not been a big fan of his tariffs that he's imposed. It's doing incredible amount of damage to our manufacturers and farmers in particular in Wisconsin. And I think the president fails to realize that a tariff is a tax on the American consumer. It's the consumer who ultimately pays for the tariff, not the other country that he's trying to punish. And that has an adverse economic impact on our economy. So I'd like to hopefully move forward in a bipartisan way with the legislation that we propose. We have a companion bill over in the U.S. Senate, and there is growing bipartisan interest of asserting Congress's role back in trade policy, and in particular, in this instance, dealing with the tariffs that the president has become addicted with.
Are you hearing concerns from your constituents about the impact of back-and-forth tariffs?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Every day I'm out visiting factories. I'm visiting family farmers. They're getting pounded right now. I'm really worried about the state of our family farmers in Wisconsin and throughout our country. I've never seen it this bad, Rob. I mean, the commodity prices have been low for a number of years already. These tariffs now is like piling on because we're losing export market share the longer these tariffs continue, which means we can't clear the excess surplus of commodities that we produce in the country, and therefore the price keeps going down more and more, driving more of our farmers into bankruptcy. And once you start losing, you know, this market share, it's awfully hard to get it back. You know, Mexico's the classic example. The president imposed steel and aluminum tariffs against Mexico. Mexico retaliated, as everyone expected them to, and now our number one dairy export market, Mexico, has been taken away. And that excess surplus is staying home, driving prices down even more. So there are consequences to what the president's doing. It's not just a one-way street when it comes to imposing tariffs. Other countries have the ability to inflict some harm on us, and they're certainly doing that right now. And I think it's especially acute in the upper Midwest and what we're seeing.
In the State of the Union address, President Trump warned against the impact of investigations on his administration and on the economy. Ultimately, he's talking about the Mueller probe there, but he's also talking about a Democratic-controlled House of Representatives. What are you hoping to see, you and your Democratic colleagues, when it comes to investigation of the Trump campaign, the Trump administration, and maybe the Trump organization?
Well, first of all, neither party should be engaged in political gotcha investigations. And I was astounded to see the number of committees doing some form of investigation against the Clinton White House during the 1990s, which ultimately led to the impeachment proceedings in that. But Congress does, however, is a co-equal branch with a constitutional obligation to conduct oversight and to ask questions and to look into perhaps malfeasance or wrongdoings being done with the executive branch. And therefore, I think we need to be careful in what areas we are going to investigate. As a former special prosecutor, I like to see some probable cause before you start intruding in this area. And yet, I think there are some very important questions that need answers to, such as, is the president in the back pocket of certain foreign interests? And that's why certain policy decisions are being influenced, or why he's not as critical as he should be with someone like Vladimir Putin, for instance. So I think we owe it to the American people to make sure that the President of the United States is working first and only for the American people and not for some foreign interest.
We'll leave it there for now. Congressman Kind, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
Representative Ron Kind is a Democrat representing Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, which includes La Crosse. He joins today to talk about the State of the Union, the deadline for another government shutdown, and tariffs that are impacting Wisconsin's trade. We and the Morning Show have been inviting members of Wisconsin's congressional delegation onto both of our shows to talk about a lot of the big issues in the nation's capital. You can share your reactions to what they had to say, and of course, listen to those archived interviews over at WPR.org.